H2 a product manager stuck at 28/H2. Peugeot in his 28, a product manager at a mid-size company, 3 years in. On the surface everything is stable, yet inside he feels emptier, no clear promotion ahead, no idea where to jump if he quit, scrolling job boards at his desk yet daring not submit any. I'm afraid a move makes it worse, and also afraid of rotting here if I don't, he says, /P. P. He is not unhardworking. Overtime, certificates, courses, all done, yet the harder he works the more he feels on a treadmill, sweaty but not moving forward. At a weekend drink with friends, one casually asked, "What do you actually want to do?" and he froze, unable to answer, /P. P. This can't answer is the most common silent illness of our working generation. We are trained as problem solvers. Boss gives requirement, we deliver, yet few ever taught us how to set our own problems, choose our own path, /P. P. The turn came at an offline salon. A senior had him draw a map on the spot, left right what you can do, middle what you like, right what the market lacks. As the three overlapped, Joan first saw his blurry road take shape, /P. P. What this article does is explain that map clearly. It is called the career path map, anyone can draw it, and drawing it removes more than half the confusion, /P. H2 professional analysis, why we easily get career confused, /H2. P. Let us quantify. Surveys by several job platforms in recent years show that respondents who feel their career path is unclear or rather confused commonly reach 50-60%. Meanwhile, studies on lifetime job changes, e.g., tracking data from U.S. labor statistics, show modern people experience multiple, even over 10, job or industry switches. Paths are longer and more fragmented, and confusion is almost structural, /P. P. Here we introduce an actionable framework, the career path map model. It splits career choice into three overlapping rings, the ability ring, skills you have and can transfer, the interest ring, things you keep investing in without feeling tired, the market ring, directions with real external demand and willingness to pay. The overlap of three rings is the relatively robust career landing point. In contrast stands the go-with-the-flow model, waiting for opportunities to hit, following where others go, using job hopping to escape problems, /P. P. The core difference between the two models is whether you actively draw the intersection. Under go with the flow, you spin in a single ring, either only ability, grind hoping to be noticed, only market, do whatever is hot, or only interest, self-amuse without cashing. The path map forces you to see the overlap of three rings, giving choice a basis, /P. P. Another root of confusion is feedback delay. Work is not like exams. Between effort and reward lies a long chaotic band, making it hard to judge if you are improving. The path map's value is cutting long feedback into short nodes, each step drawn, each intersection verified, gives an immediate signal I am in the right zone. /P. P. Therefore, the first step is not rushing to quit, but drawing your own path map. See where the three rings each are and where they overlap, then all later moves avoid blind action. /P. H2 ring 1. See clearly your ability assets. /H2. P. The first ring of the path is ability. Many people's understanding of their ability stays at the label I did product for 3 years, yet cannot say what transferable hard and soft skills they actually accumulated, /P. P. Do an ability inventory, take a paper, left list things colleagues repeatedly ask your help for, e.g., sorting requirements, cross-department coordination, writing clear docs, write list things you did and can show work for. The former is hidden asset, the latter showable asset. Their cross is your real ability chassis, /P. P. Especially value transferable ability, communication, structured expression, project advancement, data analysis. These are not bound to one industry and remain valuable across tracks. When confused, you often feel I am nothing, usually just forgetting to extract these abilities from the old post and rename them, /P. P. One reminder, ability assets are not the more the better, but the more needed the better. Rather than vaguely learning 10 things, train 2 or 3 to the degree of solving specific problems. Depth beats breadth, especially early career, /P. H2 ring 2, align with real interest slash H2. P the second ring is interest. Note, this is real interest, not imagined interest. Many say they like writing, but truly asked to write 2 weeks straight they quit, say they like dealing with people, but doing sales a week they are rejected into self-doubt slash P. P greater than a dumb method to test real interest, see if you are still willing to do it when no one pays and no one praises. Willing to do for free, not annoyed when it fails, a bit unfinished after, that approaches real interest. Interest propped by imagination cannot survive professionalization, slash P. P interest need not become the main job. In the path map, interest can be the catalyst of intersection. It lets your ability be used more energetically in the market, not necessarily quitting to chase a dream. Most people's balanced solution is stable main job plus side interest, not all in on interest slash P. P also guard against interest omnipotence. Pure interest detached from the market ring easily becomes a money-burning hobby. Interest's value is letting you walk longer and less tired between ability and market, not replacing the other two rings, slash P. H2 ring 3, scan market demand slash H2. P the third ring is market. However liked and skilled, if externally no one pays, it is hard to become a sustainable career landing. So you must look up at the market, which directions are hiring, raising pay, pushed by capital and policy, slash P. P scanning the market needs no mysticism. Subscribe to a few recruitment trends.